The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Well, hello there. Welcome to this edition of The Chalene Show, recorded live from the front seat of my car with you as my passenger. Put your seatbelt on. We're going for a ride.
Welcome to The Chalene Show. Chalene is a New York Times bestselling author, celebrity fitness trainer, and obsessed with helping you live your dream life.
This is going to be a short one. Short, sweet, simple, to the point. There are things you want to change, things you want to learn, things you want to accomplish. So let me give you a couple of examples that may be true for you. So maybe you want to lose weight, or you're trying to improve your golf game. I don't know. None of my listeners are golfers. But there's something you want to improve. Like maybe it's you want to build your business. Maybe you just joined a network marketing organization. You want to make enough money to pay your mortgage. Or you are struggling in your marriage and it sucks and you want it to be better. So, I mean, there's a million examples. Just think of something right now that you want to be different than it is. For me, that was my hamstring injury, or is my hamstring injury. Like that's an example too, like something physical, something you're trying to heal, something you're trying to change. These are all examples of things that you're trying to make something different happen. You're trying to make something better, right? So what do? Well, you can keep doing what you're doing and guess what? Ain't nothing gonna change. That's the bottom line. And thinking that I'm just gonna do it just a little bit more conscientious about it. Dude, that is not going to change anything. Just being more conscientious about how you're talking to your husband, being more conscientious about how you're eating, that is not going to change something. You need to do things radically different. Do you hear me? Identify that thing right now that is bugging you, that you need to change it. You need to improve it. You want to be better. You want to accomplish this, whatever it is, a diet, graduating from at the top of your class, whatever it is, just identify it. And then know this, you can't half-ass it. And you can't just go, I'm going to be more conscientious about it. I'm going to try harder. No, you need to do something radically different. And that starts with education. Let me tell you a story. So this week I walked into my doctor's office, and just to bring you up to date in case you haven't listened to the last couple of episodes, or maybe even prior to that, I, about a month ago, injured my hamstring. I fractured it is what they call it, which means complete hamstring avulsion. Two of the tendons completely torn off the bone by almost, 17 millimeters. All right. My orthopedic surgeon normally says, you just operate on this. That's just standard of care. It's the type of injury that most orthopedic surgeons are going to say, yeah, it's no question with this significant of a measurement in the tear or distance from the bone, you have to surgically reattach it. Well, he's an incredibly brilliant guy. I mean, he's 80 plus years old and he spends like 3 hours a day just reviewing new science and literature and studies. He's that kind of dude. Anyways, he says, you know, with everything that you're into, why don't we try something alternative? I've done this with three other people, one being a football player, one being a drummer. I forget what the third one was. Let's heal it naturally if you're down with that. Or we can operate. It's up to you. I'm like, tell me about the healing naturally part. So he tells me everything that's involved. I do my research and I'm like, I'm down. Let's do this. I don't want the surgery if I can avoid it. And I'm not trying to brag right now, but I'm telling you, it's like I have a bionic leg. I'm a month out and I can do everything I was doing before for the most part. I mean, I'm like, gosh, I dare hate to say this, but I think I'm at about 90%. I can do everything I was doing before with control, following all of this, every single step that he's suggested for me. So my point is, I walked into his office the other day, kind of feeling cocky, and I'm like, hey, doc, did you see my video? Because I showed him like me doing explosive squat jumps and doing plyo moves and upside down standing splits and traveling lunges that are weighted, just doing everything. And I'm like, Doc, is this amazing? Am I like the bionic woman or what? And he's like, he's such a straight shooter. He's really funny. And he's like, no, you're not a freak of nature. There's nothing special about you. You followed the instructions exactly. You understand what's happening and you respect the process. And anyone who follows the steps and respects the process is going to see these results. I'm like, amen, brother. Like, that's so true. Why? Because of belief. So here's what I want to say to you. That thing that you identify that you want to improve, you want to be better. You have to do things dramatically different if you want a different result. Number one. Number two, you have to believe. And if you're told what to do, like let's say, for example, you read a book about improving your marriage, or you read a book about improving your health, or you, let's say you sign up to be a part of the 131 method because you want to lose weight or you want to get healthier, or you want to, you know, get off your statins or whatever it is. If you don't believe it's possible, you're right. Long dramatic pause. I want that to sink in, you know, even if it's quietly in the back of your mind, if you kind of doubt that it's going to work, your doubt will seep into your results and it won't work. You must believe. I had no doubt. In fact, I was thinking about it today when he talked to me about all of the things that he wanted me to do in order to make this healing go at a rapid pace. I started doing my research, but a lot of it I'd already done. I already knew about hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatments. I was already very familiar with stem cells. I was very familiar with human growth hormone. I was very familiar with how we could implement dietary changes and supplements. I was very familiar with how all those things improved cellular regeneration. I just hadn't considered the effect it would have on the healing process and what would happen if I stacked all these things, one on top of the other, and didn't skip one. But once I started reading, I was like, oh my, this is gonna work. It wasn't like I was convincing myself. I believed it. And then I went to another doctor and a physical therapist. And the physical therapist, who's seen a lot of professional athletes, he'd never seen somebody follow this regimen. So he was like, you know, God bless you, it sounds great, but I would urge you to get the surgery, because people who don't get the surgery end up worse off. And I've just never seen a tear of that size heal naturally. And I left just totally discouraged. I even cried. Brett was driving me home in the car and I was feeling so hopeful. And then when I left that appointment, I got in the car and he's like, what's wrong? And I'm just like, I started to cry because it kind of poked a hole in my belief that it was possible. But I quickly shook that off because I had already done the research and I knew that that doubt would not serve me. So I continued and I did everything that he said, but here's the point. Like, you can do everything you know you need to do. And by the way, you need to listen to an expert because you need to do things differently than what you're doing right now. But when you do that, you also need to understand why you're doing these things and if they make sense. It's like the 131 method. We can tell you what to eat, but then that would be a diet and that doesn't work. But if you understand, instead of being told what to eat, you understand how your body works and how if you eat this, this happens. And if you eat that, that happens. And it's not the same for everyone, and figuring all that out. When you understand it, you know it's possible. It's not even about belief. You're like, oh, I know it's possible. Otherwise, you're working on blind faith. And if you don't believe it's possible, it won't happen. The message I want you to take away from today's car ride together is that you have got to believe it's possible. And the only way you're going to believe it to be possible is if you do your freaking research. Understand whatever it is you want to accomplish. Find someone else who's done it. Figure out why it worked. Not just what they did and why it worked. And then follow every single freaking step. Do you know how bad I want to cancel half of my appointments? I'm still spending right now a minimum of 2 hours a day, some days 4 hours a day, if you're including drive time. Tomorrow I'll spend about 4.5 hours between appointments and drive time. I want to cancel every appointment. I don't feel any different when I come out of hyperbaric oxygen chamber. I don't feel that different after acupuncture. I don't feel like it's doing anything when I'm in infrared. I feel like massage is kind of like the type of massage I'm doing. I'm like, it feels good, but like, I don't know if this is doing anything. I want to cancel all of it because I have so much I have to do, but I'm not going to because I'm going to follow the expert's advice to the T. So whatever it is you want to accomplish, believe that you've got to follow through every single step. You miss a couple, you can't blame it on someone else that it didn't work for you. You can't say, well, you know, we tried, but it didn't work for me. I'll bet you didn't do everything. Follow all the steps, all the advice, but don't just follow it, understand it so that you can believe it. I am telling you, if you believe it's possible, if you truly, truly believe it's possible, it's going to happen. I know it. Mark my words. All right, that's it for today. I love you guys. Thank you so much for subscribing. Check your phone. So many people I hear from, they thought that they were subscribed to the show, but they're not. Here's why you want to subscribe, because the older episodes disappear unless you're subscribed. If you're subscribed, you'll still be able to see the older episodes. If you're subscribed, it doesn't eat up all your data because you'll download automatically when you're in the house. And I've got some pretty cool, exciting things coming to you. Including me. Yeah, I'm taking the Chalene Show live and on the road, and I'm coming to a town near you, but I'm selecting those locations based on the cities where my subscribers are. So we're looking at the data to figure out where are the concentration of people who are subscribed. So if you want us to come to a city near you, which you know how I feel about people who listen to my podcast. Like there's people who do my workouts. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. That's nice. People who read my book. Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But like when I meet someone who listens to my podcast, I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. We have to talk. Like, cause I get you. We have the same brain. Podcast listeners are special people. So make sure you subscribe so that I know where you are and we can go to these little pockets. And then to learn more about the upcoming locations that we have planned, more coming, by the way, just go to chalene.com/Chalene Show Live. Chalene Show Live. Got that? chalene.com/Chalene Show Live to figure out where we're going to be next. And if you don't see your city on the list, make sure you subscribe so that we can see where you are. All right. I do love you. You are thebomb.com, and I hope you have an awesome day.
This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.
Hey Houston, Conn's prices are invincible. That means prices have been cut low, as in amazingly low, as in won't be beat. In fact, we're backing it up with our low price guarantee. Invincible prices on appliances, furniture, electronics, mattresses, and more. Not invincible enough for you? How about free next day delivery on appliances, TVs, and mattresses? And payment options for everyone, whether you have good credit or building it. Visit Conn's today and find out what invincible feels like.